Hey, thanks for dropping around. It is Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So are you remembering to celebrate significant milestones in your business? Celebrating key milestones and accomplishments is just one way to connect everyone to a bigger sense of purpose and give everyone a sense of progress and pride. While celebrating your founding date and beginning helps keep your history alive and reminds everyone of how far you've come. So it's important to do that. And speaking of celebrating origins, it is our 20th anniversary here at Humor at Work. So we're doing a little celebration. If you order the Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank right now, the ebook version for just $20 to celebrate our 20th anniversary, we are going to throw in three bonus ebooks: Inspiring Questions for Inspiring Workplaces, Inspiring Workplaces, Creating the Kind of Workplace Where Everyone Wants to Work, and You Can't Be Serious Putting Humor to Work, all for the price of just $20. That is four ebooks for $20, but it's lasting August 23rd to August 30th, and then the deal's over. So cruise on over to humoratwork.com to take advantage of our celebration, celebrating 20 years in the business, and make sure you're celebrating your origin story in your business. And now it's my fun at work tip. Mike's fun at work tip. You know, I just got back from this fabulous cruise aboard a Russian research vessel in the high Arctic. We're talking high Arctic, like North Pole country, Buddy the Elf territory. So this was a very cool thing that happened. They had an auction to raise money for the Canadian Geographic Society. And one of the things they auctioned off was the chance for a passenger to either do it themselves or nominate someone to do the morning wake-up call for all the passengers. So a passenger who won nominated yours truly. I got to do the wake-up call for 86 passengers aboard this ship. It was a blast, and it went over like gangbusters. So what can you do in your business to involve your customers in a fun way? The Iron Goat in my hometown of Canmore here, Iron Goat Bar and Restaurant, fabulous place, they invite their most loyal customers to serve their staff at their annual Christmas dinner. A hotel in California held a promotion where the first guest each day to sing a pre-selected song received a free room upgrade. Sales reps at the outdoor advertising company AFA JC&Co. have been known to challenge clients to a game of foosball in their lunchroom as a way for the client to earn a better price on their contract. So the ideas are limitless. What can you do to involve your customers in a fun, offbeat way? And the quote of the week, we lost another comedian legend this past week. Comedian and activist Dick Gregory. Rest in peace, Mr. Gregory. And the quote from Mr. Gregory, laughter is the best way to release tensions and fears. And I'll second that. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, although you may have missed this year's event, well, you did because it was held in May in London, England, perhaps there are tickets available for next year's Boring Conference. Yep. It's a one-day event to celebrate the mundane, the obvious, the overlooked, and the downright dull. Past topics have included toast, sneezing, the sounds made by vending machines, barcodes, yellow lines, and the television program Antiques Road Trip. Until next time, try not to be bored. Keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.